a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and here's another of the top reasons to listen to the Top 5 Things podcast. Reason number 19, Dave's Jesse Ventura impersonation. Listen, if you want to see a real conspiracist, check out the umpire at last night's game who called the River Bandits out on a third strike. That's a real conspiracy. I think he had a date to go to, and he wasn't going to stick around. You decide for yourself. Look at the film. Zapruder would be proud. Now, enjoy today's podcast.
Well, you've got to ask yourself.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Darren. What you have to ask yourself.
Follow the money.
Hey everybody, it's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, and this is my partner Darren. And
who had the capital? Who had the confidence? Who had the capability?
What would the motive have been to have the River Bandits get called out? What would the motive have been? You gotta ask yourself that question first. I'm in Mexico. Get Don on the phone.
Is Don on the phone? Okay.
You missed out on this. One of our old bosses shared this on Facebook. It's a picture of him in the 70s at some sort of college broadcasters conference.
Sure.
Hanging out in Grand Rapids with Casey Kasem.
Is that right?
Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing. That was something that our buddy Jack was sharing on Facebook. Well, of all the stories I've heard over the years, I never heard about the time him and Casey were hanging out.
My favorite part of college in the early 70s was being a narc.
He was a bit of a narc. It's a true story.
I know you guys think you're having a good time, but we're here to be educated, darn it. I'm not going to put up with it.
It's all very true.
Sure, this is the birth of Rolling Stone magazine and Woodstock, the moon landing, but I won't have any of it. Fly right, mister. Follow the rules.
Follow the rules.
Trying, doing his best to take the fun out of the early 70s.
Hey, speaking of the age of Aquarius.
Yes.
Bum, 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 and another one gone, and another one gone, another one bites the dust. Hey, he's gonna get you too, another one bites the dust.
Russ Gibb is dead at the age of 87.
Mm-hmm.
You know who Russ Gibb is?
I do know that name.
He is the Detroit DJ who started the rumor that Paul McCartney had died.
How old was he?
87 years old.
87.
Yes. He went on the air in 1969 at WKNR-FM in Detroit, took a call from a listener who told him that in Revolution No. 9, a voice says, "Turn me on, dead man," and that was a sign that Paul McCartney was dead. So this guy played the song as instructed, and the listener phone line blew up, and more people said they had more clues that, you know, Paul McCartney had blew his mind out in a car in an accident a few years, was replaced by a lookalike to spare the Beatles fans the grief of losing their heroes. And that's how it all started.
Mm-hmm.
A college paper in Des Moines at Drake explored whether or not Paul was dead, and it just became a big damn thing. So this knucklehead's taking calls from lunatics, airing them, and then going along with the lunatic.
Sure.
You know, I think you might have a point. I think Paul McCartney is dead.
It happens in radio. Sometimes these little stunts, they flourish, or other times they blow up, and News 8 it needs to get involved. you just never know.
Well, that's the thing. So, yeah, the DJ who started the rumors that Paul is dead, he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a rumor. Officially quite dead.
Very real.
Yeah. You're unable to work at Modern Woodman Park because the flood is still very much going on here as we're doing the show. In fact, it's now going to crest at a higher level than the flood of 93. So this will be the longest flood we've ever had and the highest flood.
The deepest.
I mean, how about that? How deep is your flood? How deep is your flood? I really need to know.
Get him involved.
Did you see this story at the Dodger game? Where the fan...
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
The guy, there's a foul ball, and he's eating a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
He spills his pizza on a woman. And then another fly ball comes, and he loses his french fries and a hot dog.
And he's not trying to save his food. He's not trying to save
his
food.
It looks like he just bought the food hoping to throw it on people.
But he's more, from what I hear, he's more intent on catching the ball than saving the food.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, he really wants
the
ball.
He wants the baseballs.
Yes, first he dumps his fries and hot dog which, you know, is not cheap at Dodger Stadium.
No, none of it is.
He drops that to get a souvenir foul ball.
And then an inning later.
Yeah. And then he decides to go.
The batter finds him again.
Check this video out. There's a foul ball here.
Uh-oh.
Some lucky fan.
Oh, no!
And
oh,
there,
yeah!
There goes
forget
all your
about
food.
The $90 fries. Are you kidding me?
Happy as hell.
So he gets the foul ball, but he drops
the fries,
the hot dog
folks.
And fries.
All right, I got this one.
I got it. no! And the dog.
Yeah, he loses everything he's got.
Right?
He did get the ball.
So he's got the foul ball.
The only one they've been better is he didn't get the ball.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And the woman next to him obviously has to take a selfie. Now this is the next inning. Same knucklehead's eating a pizza this time.
All right, and it's yet. It's just,
what?
It's the same guy.
And the same.
He goes, really? Serious business.
And the same guy.
It's the same guy.
Same guy's ticked off.
Wait a minute. Is he sitting in two completely different parts of the park, though? This
guy. Look at the guy left. He goes, you know what? If these clowns are going to keep doing that, I'm out of here. Yeah.
Get rid of him.
Yeah, you're right. It's like they're filming a movie, right?
It's,
and they just keep throwing that same scene out there. We're going to get it right eventually.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's got to be an episode on it.
Knucklehead. So yeah, he drops a pizza on another fan as he's trying to get another ball. He doesn't get the second
$90 worth of food.
Come home from the Dodger game.
For a couple baseballs.
Starving.
And he doesn't look like he gets the second baseball.
No, it looks like he gets a concussion on the second one, as a matter of fact.
Hits his head on the back of the seat.
I wouldn't. It's good stuff. I like how fed up the announcers are. I can't tell you how much I love that. I love that the announcers have just about had enough.
Ah, you never know what you're going to see in a baseball game, huh?
That's the truth. You want to get into the top five
sure,
things?
Sure, let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport, 2115 East 12th Street. And Mother's Day is coming up, and they would like you to enter their Mama Knows Best Advice Contest. Follow Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry on Instagram and like them on their Facebook page.
I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I'm the only hell my mama ever raised.
Really?
True story.
Good for you. Submit a quote.
Mama tried.
Submit a quote from mom by May 9th for a chance to win a $500 gift card for her, or I guess you don't have to give it to her.
Right.
You could say, well, thanks. Thanks again, Mom.
Once again,
penny
way
saved,
to take one for the team.
Penny earned. Uh-huh. A random winner is going to be selected on May 10th. If you upload a picture of you and your mom or someone posing as your mother, you have an extra chance to win. Purchase your Mother's Day gift now at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, and you're going to receive a free Lagomasino's chocolate, a jewelry cleaner, and a jewelry diamond pen. And make sure this weekend you visit them. Visit Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry on Saturday, May 4th, because going on in the Village of East Davenport is Village in Bloom. They are going to have some free refreshments. Find the perfect gift for every occasion at Mary's. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Mention Nacho Radio, and with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their ham and cheese, premium sliced ham with provolone cheese. It's absolutely delicious. They're open 7 days a week. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there, of course, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one.
I like that deal. That's a great deal.
Sweet deal.
Number one.
Number one.
This is happening in England, all right? And I don't know if this is right now just happening in England. I can't vouch for it going on anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a new report that says they did an analysis of wildlife in British rivers. And they took a look at shrimp specifically and various freshwater species. But a lot of this is fish, mm-hmm, and specifically shrimp in England. And they're finding a variety of party chemicals inside the shrimp.
Mm.
Trace amounts of cocaine and ketamine.
Now that's a shrimp cocktail.
Finally, I make sense.
I was just ahead of the curve.
Concerns about the proliferation and persistence of harmful chemicals in freshwater cocaine found in 100% of analyzed samples.
And what else?
Well, freshwater, you know, fish, but also shrimp.
And what other drug?
Ketamine.
Is there anywhere Hot Carl hasn't been?
That's what he's been up to.
That's just
poisoning the River Thames.
Just spreading the word.
Just a big advocate. Trying to get
just
people
a
into
huge advocate.
This is the only way I can get people to stomach the music of Donna Summer, putting them in a K-hole.
Do with
the
it music, as you want.
The music sounds so much better when you're
when
in
you're
a K-hole.
K-holed.
Yeah, the every one of these shrimp tested in the UK had a trace amount of cocaine in it.
I guess I didn't realize they were a big exporter of shrimp.
Well,
maybe they're not.
I think I've never had English shrimp. Traces of the drug ketamine also widespread, and a long-banned pesticide. They found that as well. Micropollutants is what they call it. They say that the effect the cocaine has on the shrimp is probably pretty low, and probably
they have a high threshold. You say
you'd have to eat a lot of these shrimp to get coked up out of your mind. You'd probably get sick on the shrimp before you got close to getting, you know, coked up.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna be doing key bumps of shrimp at parties, are they?
Salad shrimp, maybe.
Why are you taking that shrimp into the bathroom? What are you doing? Salad shrimp? What is that?
The very tiny shrimp.
Is that a thing?
Very, very tiny shrimp.
And you put it in salad?
Well, the shrimps go in salads. Yes. Okay. You've never heard of shrimp in a salad?
As we've established for years now in our partnership, I don't know a lot about shrimp.
You don't know a lot about salads because for the longest time you didn't use salad dressing.
It's true. It's true.
It took you a while to figure out that gravy was liquid meat.
It didn't take me a while. I kind of always suspected that. It took me a while to accept that it was something I would try.
Benefit from.
Yeah, I was kind of grossed out by the prospect. Now I think it's intriguing. I like it now.
Good.
It helps, especially with your drier foods.
It does.
Almost as if that's the purpose of it.
As if that was the reason behind
it. Yeah, I put that together on my own. Number two, Burger King back in the news. Gosh, we're talking a lot about Burger King. I swear they're not a sponsor, but they keep making news. They are now putting out what they call mood meals to raise awareness during Mental Health Awareness Month and probably take a little shot at McDonald's. They're calling them mood meals.
So that means I'm constantly having the Angry Whopper.
Is that a thing, Angry Whopper? When it had hot sauce or something, right?
It has peppers of some sort on it.
They're calling them real meals. And it's part of an effort because the idea is it's Mental Health Awareness Month. Our competition sells Happy Meals, and you ought to be locked up if you're happy all the time. That's the attitude that they have here. These boxes come in 5 mood-based colors.
Real meals. How dare you have a Happy Meal?
Real meals, because it's time to get real.
Uh-huh.
So they have the salty meal, the pissed meal, the yaz meal, the blue meal for when you're not happy, and then the DGAF meal. This is what they're working on. And they worked with a nonprofit organization, Mental Health America, on this campaign. As a grown man, would you feel good ordering a DGAF meal? Is that something you would order?
What's in it?
That's a good question. It's a Whopper-centric meal is all I got for you.
By the way, I've checked a second Taco Bell,
mm-hmm.
and they're saying that they no longer have the enchilada.
I don't know what that is. What is an enchilada? Like another kind of burrito? This is my problem with Taco Bell. Everything is kind of like a burrito.
Yes, it's covered in a enchilada sauce.
Okay.
But I think it could very well be off the menu nationwide, which is yet just another kick in the stomach to this one.
So these are Happy Meals for adults, the real meals, and they say celebrate being yourself and feel however you want to feel. No one's happy all the time, and that's okay.
Are adults buying a bunch of Happy Meals for themselves?
That's weird,
too. Is that what you order when you go get a child's meal?
My child doesn't even put up with Happy Meals anymore, so no. But I don't know how that works for the rest of the world.
Although maybe someone's cracked the code, and that's basically where your best meal value is.
It's not, because you're paying for the toy. When you order the stuff without the toy, it's a much cheaper deal. And then it's less plastic for the landfill is the way we kind of work it out here.
Keeps everybody happy.
Seriously, those toys, these bar owners are hurting.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. They're at 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie there, with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. It's a great way to start the day. They have gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea that you can take with you. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. You'll have access to every podcast we've ever done, as well as any sort of specialty programming, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. We appreciate that. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Here in the Quad Cities, if you're looking to book their Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business or event, call 563-284-2331 or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. If you're just going to be there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
So before we get into number three, I have a problem. The real meals are a Whopper, fries, and a drink. That's all you get.
So they're all the same, but you just get a different bag?
Depending on how you're feeling. I'm pissed.
This bag, yeah.
Give me a pissed meal.
Here you go.
Right. I don't like food with the word piss on it. Am I weird? Is that weird? DGAF is one thing, but the box says pissed
unless
meal.
Unless you're imaging coca.
Yeah, what am I? What is this? What am I, Shirley Manson of garbage? I don't need this. I don't want the word piss on my box of garbage food. Just throwing that out there.
They couldn't come up with a different term.
Right. They've got...
I mean, these are the people that had the angry Whopper. Right. You can't have an angry bag.
That's salty. But see, and that's the thing. A salty meal, I would think, is extra salty. Salty's a taste, not a feel.
Does this have malt vinegar on it?
Right. No, it's just all the same thing. They just put it in a different colored box. You tell them how you're feeling. And that's another thing. I'm working behind the counter at Burger King. I got to have a conversation with somebody about the mood they're in.
Can you see the eye rolling?
Today I'm DGAF. I'd like to explain to you why. Okay. Well, I could just take your order and you could leave. That would work too.
Or I'm still waiting on the two free sandwiches.
Yeah. What's the latest with that?
I have dealt with that guy again.
The little guy.
He did not give me two free sandwiches.
It's almost as if he forgot all about it.
So far, yes. I just don't know how I bring that up. Remember that time? Mm-hmm. Oh, I say that sort of thing to everybody.
Oh, I make promises.
I make promises in the dark. I make empty promises. I make hard promises.
A lot of you who have reached out wondering where the Dave and Darren Pony Party is going to be this year. Yeah, the Kentucky Derby is this weekend.
That one always sneaks up on me.
The Kentucky Derby?
Kentucky Derby.
Does it sneak up on you because we don't do the pony parties anymore, or has it always snuck up on you?
It snuck up on me back then.
Yeah.
That it's just like, oh boy, it's time for that already?
Yeah, how about
Summer's almost over.
Well, Omaha Beach is the favorite, or at least Omaha Beach was the favorite. Scratch now because of a breathing problem. So the Derby is wide open. There's no favorite. There's no favorite. A 9-2 favorite right now is...
One of these days, we're going to have a Triple Crown winner.
We've had a handful of them already. That's not even interesting anymore, is it?
No, it's not.
That was like the thing. Is this the year? Then it happened. We're like, okay. So that was what we were waiting for. Improbable and Roadster are now listed as favorites. I don't know. And there's a horse. Game Winner right now is going off at 9-2.
Remember when we served up chocolate cake for Big Brown?
Yeah, that was a great party.
That was one where Big Brown was going for the... Because we would go there. Mm-hmm. We would go to the Kentucky Derby.
We would have our pony party for the Derby, yes.
And then we would see what happened in the Preakness. And if there was going to be a Triple Crown attempt, we would have a party for the Belmont.
Yes.
And that horse always took a dump.
More often than not, the horse that won the first two in the Triple Crown, we would have a second party out there at the OTP. It's still ridiculous to me. I mean, I do have a little bit of good news, and that's this. we will be able to wager on next year's Kentucky Derby. There's no OTB in this town right now, but next year we'll have gambling on both sides of the river.
Well, I'm pretty sure you could find a place to make a bet anyway.
Closest place you can go is Clinton. I'm not driving to Clinton to watch the Kentucky Derby.
You know, you're in
Clinton. No offense, Clinton. I think the world of you, Titletown. It's just not... Plus, I got a busy day on Saturday. I'm going to be working at the concession stand. And,
Concession confessions.
Right.
I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
Vend it till you end it.
Is that your secret?
That's if you're working a concession stand, people will say, "How long are you guys open? We're going to vend it till we end it."
Till I bend it.
Till I bend it.
Four.
Someone is filing charges against me for my language here in the concession stand.
They got a little blue, like the slushies.
Not unlike my tongue. Take a look at
help
this.
Yourself.
Help yourself to a little bit of what's around you.
Do you remember the TV show Silver Spoons with Ricky Schroeder?
Yes.
The Ricker. Ricky Schroeder, he was on NYPD Blue for a number
of
years.
His dad played with a train.
Yes. Yes. Joel Higgins, I believe, is the actor's name. I'll tell you who the best part of Silver Spoons was, and there's no argument about this, Erin Gray. You might know her as Lieutenant Wilma Deering from Buck Rogers.
They could have slid that Gary Sandy in there, and they would have never known the difference.
That's a great point. Look, the best point. Anyway, Ricky Schroeder's in trouble. Ricky Schroeder's in trouble.
Champ.
Yesterday,
champ.
Yesterday, the cops responded to a call at his home in L.A. According to a report from TMZ.
Sure, you got that, some of that Ricky Schroeder money.
Schroeder was arrested on the same charge. This is felony domestic violence yesterday.
That doesn't sound cool.
No, and he was arrested on the same charge on April 2nd after allegedly punching his girlfriend in the face.
Like the guy at the Dodger game.
Rick Schroeder. Well, throwing pizza on a woman you don't know in an attempt to get a foul ball is kind of charming. Punching a woman in the face is repugnant. The girlfriend refused medical treatment at the scene shortly after midnight on Wednesday. Ricky Schroeder, released from custody last month after posting bail, he remained in custody with a bail set at $50,000. 2 months ago, his 22-year-old daughter, Cambry, opened up about a strained relationship with her dad, describing days and weeks when she couldn't get out of bed as a child. She says, from my experience, a lot of actors need attention, so I felt like my emotional needs growing up were not fully understood or met. Ricky Schroeder, bad dad, bad dude, allegedly.
Not born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
No.
But.
Silver handcuffs.
But I played it on TV.
Five.
Number five.
Champ.
Champ.
I'm just getting the reference.
Hello there.
Did he do anything else other than silver spoons?
Midnight Cowboy.
He's in Midnight Cowboy?
No, John Voight is.
Oh, no, I'm talking about...
Champ.
Right. Finally, number...
I bet you John Voight wouldn't give Ricky Schroeder now the time of day.
I bet they're very close. I bet John Voight is very close to Ricky Schroeder. I bet they're...
Gives him advice, you think?
Yeah. I bet that's the dad he never had. Wow.
This is all speculation.
Yeah, we don't know. Here's what I know, though. Felony domestic abuse twice in a month. You're not a good guy. And then he did NYPD. Did he do some sort of cowboy movie? I think like he was on one of the cowboy shows.
Blazing Saddles?
No, that's a... No, he would have been 3 years old when Blazing Saddles was made. What was it? Like Lonesome Dove or something like that. I feel like he did a cowboy show. Anyway.
But even that would have been a while ago.
How do you think the checks are still coming in from like Silver Spoons? Is that even on MeTV or the Cozy?
I don't see it on the Cozy.
Yeah. What is Erin Gray doing these days? Boy, Erin Gray, I think about her a lot. She was the best. Remember her as Colonel Deering? Coming out of that Buck Rogers in her little tight skin suit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know what you're talking
about.
Erin
Gray's an all-time great. I'm going to just take a second to think about it, Colonel Deering.
No gray area here.
No, thank you. Utah, where they hate fun. The Utah Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control has rejected.
Is jazz even allowed in Utah?
They're not allowed to listen to jazz. No.
No, you can't do that.
Jazz.
Jazz, my goodness. No. That'll lead to, you know what.
We're not. You know what. That's what it says in the official statute here. No jazz on account of you know what. The Alcohol Control Authority rejecting an application for a place that wanted to serve beer. The reason they won't let you serve beer at this place, It's called Heart and Soul, spelt like the Korean city, Heart and Soul Karaoke.
Mm.
And they're saying, if you're going to do karaoke, you cannot serve beer. Can you imagine anything
dry karaoke?
Anything more nightmarish than a room full of people doing karaoke
that are sober?
Nobody's had anything to drink.
No.
5-1 vote. The Utah Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission rejected the application for a beer license. One of the owners says, what we want to do is provide a family-friendly environment for people to participate in karaoke that allows people of all ages to enter our facility, but also allows for people who might want an alcoholic beverage to partake of that. Well, Utah has notoriously strict liquor laws. And since karaoke is a recreational activity, you're not allowed to have a beer there.
What percentage of people that own karaoke services don't sing?
Oh, all of them.
Don't sing.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because every once in a while, they got to get out there and start it.
Yes, this is my moment to shine.
I knew a guy years ago that never would do it. In fact, he had a karaoke business.
And hated it?
Oh, he hated every second of it. Huh. It's just miserable, but it was really good money.
But there's got to be a very small percentage of people that are... same way with people that own comedy clubs. That don't go up there and start people off.
Yeah. Look at that Erin Gray in there. Isn't that something else?
That's a fine-looking color of purple as
I
well.
I know. She lived in the future. It was fantastic.
How far does that zip down?
All the way, brother. All the way down to the 25th century, buddy. Yeah, they knew what the strength of that show was. Erin Gray.
Is that where they were hanging out in the 25th century?
Yeah, he's Buck Rogers in the 25th century. Oh. Here's her official suit in the Space Patrol or whatever the hell it was Buck Rogers
sure.
was on.
Autographed.
Yeah. Goodness gracious, Erin Gray. I might put her on the Olivia Newton-John list of people I'd murder for.
Mm.
I'm getting a little worked up here. It's Erin Gray. Can't get her out of my mind.
If we actually met Olivia Newton-John, I think it's a high percentage that we, within the first day, she would have us roped into some sort of hit.
Oh, yeah. We'd be in some sort of cult before the end of it. We'd be in some sort of Nexium cult.
I need you to make a couple of people disappear.
Oh, it wouldn't take her long.
No.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, if we were to meet Olivia Newton-John and tell her that she's on the list of women we'd murder for, how long would it take her to use that? Like, she wouldn't even be joking
before
around.
The end of the meeting.
Right. She'd say, like, here's a list of people. Let's see how serious you are about this.
I need you to make Stockard Channing disappear.
Rizzo? You want us to take out Rizzo?
For what reason?
Well, you ever watched that movie? She's not very nice to
no,
me.
No, you're not very nice.
We gotta get rid of Rizzo.
It's like a hickey from Kaniki.
It's a Hallmark card of murder.
Of murder.
Those are your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast originates from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. I saw James the other day on the Access Channel. He was receiving some sort of award for, it looks like, Better Business Bureau. Did a fantastic job. We're very proud of him. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, birthday party, tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. Capriati's makes the extraordinary party trays and big box lunches with subs and salads and so much more. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. Be sure to download the loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, use the deal. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Finally, Darren, I'd like to take you to British Columbia, where the Metro Vancouver has released two new mascots in a campaign against improper flushing. These are their mascots, Pee and Poo.
Which one's which?
Well, I think it's obvious. The yellow drop is pee, and the poop is poo. Pee and poo are...
So it looks like a milk dud and a lemon drop.
I guarantee that the pee drop is a repurposed blood center, blood drop
looks like a,
campaign
looks
thing.
Looks like there's a lot of urea in that costume.
I will say this of pee, you're not drinking enough water. If your pee comes out that yellow, that's not good.
Now, if pee there goes to Burger King, what bag do you think he's getting?
I'm going to guess DGAF.
Not pissed.
The regional government of Canada's third largest metropolitan area has bought these mascot suits. It's a human piece of poop with brown hands and everything, and then a human drop of pee.
Who's Miss Flushing in British Columbia?
Well, this is the problem. It's part of the Unflushables campaign to remind people about what items should not be flushed because you can clog the sewers and your pipes. Problem areas can lead to trouble with municipal and residential pipes when flushed, including dental floss.
Mm-hmm.
Hair. You're not supposed to flush hair, I guess. Paper towels.
Share.
Do you believe in flushing, man? Tampons and applicators as well as condoms. So they just want people to know, please just...
Well, it sounds to me it's like toilets along the lines. They will tell you anybody who services a garbage disposal will say, don't put anything in it.
No, you really
don't
shouldn't.
Put
April 1st, Metro Vancouver took to Waterfront Station to spread the word with the help of two new mascots, Pee and Poo, to not be fooled. Wipes and many other products are not flushable.
Metro Vancouver's Unflushable campaign is a campaign.
Which one would you rather be?
Pee or poo?
Yes.
I think I'd rather be pee. I'm not walking around in a poop costume.
You walked around in a turkey costume.
Well, yes. That was almost as ridiculous as
this. Oh, Pilgrim!
Flush.
More champagne!
It's our third year for doing this campaign, and we focus on seven items, namely wipes. That's the most confusing one for people, because that's the one that actually has flushable.
What about a dish rag?
Wait a minute. So the wipes that they sell, you're not supposed to flush. So you're supposed to wipe yourself and do what? To put it in a garbage can?
I don't think they're talking about toilet paper. I think they're talking about, like, maybe... kid wipes?
I can't understand a word out of this woman's ridiculous accent. Is that how they all sound in British Columbia?
Go Lions!
That's combine for wipes.
Product. So we've got wipes, we've got dental floss, hair, tampons and applicators.
Tampons and applicators? What is wrong with this woman's voice?
She's wearing a retainer.
Well, that'll be...
An ill-fitted retainer. Which is the problem.
God bless you, Vancouver. That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We'll be back next week.
We will, so there you go.
Mm-hmm. Till we get a chance to...
It's a record-setting weekend.
Yeah, boy. I mean, when do you... It's going to be another month that we're going to be a major flood stage.
Well, the water is... How deep is your flood?
Mm-hmm. I really need to know.
It's not going to be in the banks anytime soon, but we do have games starting on Monday.
As far as you know right now.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Until we get a chance to do it for you next time, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
We can't scream!